Simon Resh Pei Hei Sif Beis Gimel Dalet the Lachas of Shneimig Rechatargum. The Mechaber says that Pirush Rashi is like Targum and Yerushalayim Yikri Targum and Pirush Rashi. It's kedai to do both of them. So you have to side Targum side Pirush Rashi. Why? Shemur's Mazurik on Targum was Nitim Sinai and it's Mepharash every single pasuk, every single word and every single pasuk. However, the Rashi is Mepharash Alpi Chazal and he's also much more Mepharash than the Targum is. It says, and Vayikrio by the Karbonis and other things, there's no way to understand what's going on if you don't learn Rashi. Therefore, each one has a Milo and each one. Now, what happens if a person doesn't have time to do Targum and Rashi? He can only do one. Which one is better? So each one has a Milo. It's not exactly clear. Sorry, I'll take care of your... I actually didn't put them there, but that's where they ended up. So the Bir Halacha is Ma'arich. Rashi is the Beis Yosef says that each one has a Milo. The Bir Halacha is Ma'arich to say that L'chor Rashi is better than Targum because he says, he says that Laz, to read something in English, is as long as it's Alpi Chazal, the L'chor should be just as good as Targum. And he says, nevertheless, one should do both, like Al-Khila. However, if one has only the chance, the choice to do one, L'chor, he should do the one that helps him understand it better. The whole purpose of Shneimig V'Chatargum, one of the purposes is that you should know what's going on. Therefore, if you're the L'chor is to do one, the Pashas is L'chor, he should do the one which will help him, which is Rashi. Now, if you don't understand Rashi, so then you're just back to the same original question. For the Pashas, a lot of people, they read the Targum, and they look in the Pasuk to see what the Targum means, because they have no idea. So that's obviously not the Indian of Shneimig V'Chatargum, that it's going to help you. Therefore, the Chura, one should do Rashi, if he has a choice of doing one. One that doesn't have the choice to do Rashi, or Targum, or it doesn't help him, so then Be'etzem, I play the Bishop Buris Mashma, that you could do Tener Re'eno, which was in Yiddish, and since it's Alpi Chazal, and Mashma says that works B'mokam Targum. The Chura English, we have the Living Torah by Rabbi Kaplan, one of these types says that he's Mefarish, the Psukim, Alpi Chazal, then L'chor one would be able to be Yetzei with that also.
Art scroll
certainly fits out. Art scroll uses Rashi sometimes.
No, Pashut
Pshat. Not always.
Just the translation.
But your Akev Tishmun, they don't translate. If the mitzvah is that you're Dosh Be'ekova, you will. That's what Rashi says, true to Shomikra. So they don't. It's obviously it's together with the. But if you learn good with Bari Kap, what? And the bottom, it depends. The big green one that has the Tanakh, the Chumash Rashi does. So to use Chumash Rashi with English, terrific. So her, that's the best. That if you learn like that.
Not the Rashi part.
When they translate, it's much more. Not the same. In the Chumash Rashi, in the arts of Chumash Rashi, it's Alpi Rashi. Yeah, Akev Tishmun, they don't translate that either. What's that? Bereishis Bara Elokim Moseh, you have to know how they translate. Bereishis Bara Elokim. The Targum translated in the beginning, basically. That's how Rashi does it. Bereishis Briyas Shomayim Va'aretz, in the beginning of the... So, okay, it doesn't have to be Alpi Rashi. As long as Alpi Chazal, that's fine. As long as Alpi, that's fine. The Mishabura says that if you could go through without being Mafsik, then that's terrific. Now, what does that mean, not to be masik at all? So in the Sharatin, it says that even ben parsha la parsha, you shouldn't be masik if you could. Now, not everybody was knowing like that. The goyim would do piecemeal a little bit every day. That means that he would be masik inside. He seems to understand that that's the Indian not to be masik. The Berhater really brings down this Indian not to be masik. He seems to understand that this Indian means Bechlal, you should never be Masik, not in between Parsha and Parsha. I don't think that the Menig HaOlam is like that. For the most part, most people try to go by Parsha, being Parsha and Parsha. Since if you were talking about in the middle of Parsha, you're never allowed to be Masik in the middle of Shneimig V'Chatargum and of learning Torah. Is that any different? So, but let's say you want to be Masik to, because you finished and now you want to, my Seder is on the Mir bus on the way to Yeshiva. So I finished my Seder, and I'm in the middle of the parsha. So the reason why I stopped is not because I'm stopping in the middle to do something else. I'm stopping because my seder is over. Can I stop or not? Mishnah Berurah says that l'chora, according to the Mishnah Berurah, then there's no problem to stop. Because the only reason is you're not supposed to stop in the middle of learning to do something else. But if you finish your seder, there's no problem. However, I think the Olam is like not to stop at all, by Shnayim Gevecha Targum, not to stop at all, by Parsha La Parsha, whatever it is, Bein Aliyah La Aliyah, whatever it is that they're doing, to try not to be mafsik, unless it's for Torah, to try not to be mafsik, Bechlal. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if a person does not have Targum? All he has is a Chumash. If he doesn't have Targum, do it, and when you get Targum, then you'll be mashlim. Question is, what does that mean? Let's say he's not going to have Targum for 3 weeks. So he should learn 3 weeks, and then he should learn all the Targum. It's not exactly clear. The Mashmoy says that Targum Echonami doesn't make a difference if you do it out of order, and you can go back to the Targum at a different time. That's the Mashmoy. Some say that if you don't have Targum, so you should do the Pasuk 3 times. Hurry if at some point before Shemini Atzeres, some of the Targum have Targum, then you should do it like that. The one question is over here, somebody that is being Maver Sedra with Rashi, not with Targum. So L'chura, there's many Psukim. Rashi says any Pasuk which does not have Rashi, you should read that Pasuk 3 times. Or you should read the Targum. If it doesn't have Rashi, you should read the Targum. The Shaila is, how about the Chalakim of the Psukim that don't have Rashi on it? There is much more than Mishnah Berurah that he says only the Psukim that don't have Rashi. But every pasuk, most psukim, even if they have Rashi, they don't have Rashi in every single word. So what? So the truth is, if you look at Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says that in the Kanami, you have to be mashlim. He says really you should do it 3 times with and then with Pirush Rashi, because you have to be mashlim the 3rd time around. You have to mashlim all the words inside. It seems clear to Mishnah Berurah not that way. Maybe the Varn is because you have to do Shnayim Mikro Vecha Targum. The Iker is to do 2 Mikro and Targum on whatever the Targum is. The Targum to be Mefarish. If the Targum is not on every word, there's no Chiv to do Shnayim Mikra, to do the Targum has to be on every single word. You have to be Metargum 1 time. Do Shnayim Mikra, and if Targum is 1 time, even though it's not on every word, that's Beseder. The part is that you have to understand what's going on. So even if it doesn't translate Vayomer, that's Beseder, because you understand what Vayomer means. Shnayim Mikra, Vecha Targum, certainly that's Mashmoyis. Whether that's the Pshat, Mashmoyis, Mishnah Berurah is that if you're doing it just with Rashi, then in Echonami, you do not have to go back on each Pasuk. On the Chalakim of the Pesukim that don't have the Targum, that don't have Rashi. Mishnah Berurah says, Mi Amrishin Ve'ela Choshev Me'atzibur. Mi Amrishin is Choshev Me'atzibur, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Lav Dafka, it means from Minchon Shabbos. Now, what does this mean, Minchon Shabbos? Minchon Shabbos, the meaning that I daven in? Minchon Shabbos, when the oil daven? Well, what is it dependent on? So I'll say L'chora, the passage is from the time that they can start, means when the tzibur is reading it. This is also an aget, so you're supposed to finish it before mincha. When does before mincha mean? It means before 4:15, which is the last mincha, or 12:30, which is mincha gedayla. Which doesn't mean, so Sof Shlem Azam goes that it's only new. Whatever you do. I think maybe the passage is Imat tzibur, Choshev Imat tzibur, we're trying to find when the tzibur, it's whenever the tzibur can start learning it. If the tzibur can start slaining the next week's parasha by mincha time, which is mincha gedolah, then the chatchila one should finish before then and start, and he's able to start from them also without a problem. The siv dalin mitzvah min amovchor sheyashlim koydim sheyurchol b'shabbos, and if he's not mashlim, then he should be mashlim by the end of Shabbos, and if not by Wednesday, if not by Shmini Atzeres, so he'll serve. Now, what does it mean before he eats on Shabbos? What eating are we talking about? Friday night Shabbos or Shal Shabbos? So before the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't see anybody that says Friday night. So before the Mishnah Berurah, that's referring to twice. One time he says, you shouldn't push off eating until after Chatzos. Couldn't say it means Chatzos Laila. But Pasha is referring to Chatzos, and he also says, if you didn't finish on Friday, you should get up early on Shabbos and finish beforehand. In other words, the Mashmai says you shouldn't push off the Shabbos day Suda until you finish. You should finish Shnayim before your Shabbos day Suda. However, if you have hungry people, hungry guests, then in Rami it doesn't. One should not. If you have hungry guests, then you should not push off your Suda to finish this. Bechlal, Rebbe that said you should be mashlim, you shouldn't eat before you finish Shnayim Mikra Vechatarim. It's a little bit interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, what's the reason why? The Chai is Doma Agav Rev Suda Shabbos Mishnah 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 Mishnah. He made like a zero for his kids, Azhara, that they shouldn't come to be over on this Isser of Isser Derabanan, even though they have still many hours, but they should. The Chazon Ish says it means Shal Shuris. You shouldn't eat Shal Shuris. Don't finish your last Suda. Don't sit down to your last Suda before you're finished. Yeah, L'chera. No. The last halacha is what happens if a person does not finish his Shnayim Mikra in time. So, is it ma'akiv? Let's say a guy finished, missed one parsha. Comes to the Pasera, and he's like, ooh, I was supposed to do parsha with Michael Kaysai. Does he have to start from Michael Kaysai and go all the way to the end? Is he allowed to do it out of order? Is there any din that you have to do with the Seder or not? The interesting thing is, it's come on, Mefurish, depending on how you learn the Gemara. The Rach learns the Gemara in Chesmad Beis and Brachas that it says one of the Amoraim didn't finish all his parashiyos and he wanted to finish them all on Erev Yom Kippur. So it says which parashiyos do you want to finish? The ones from Elul, the year, the month that he wasn't able, Adar and Elul, that he was busy with learning and he didn't have time for that. He wanted to finish those during Shemini Atzeres, maybe before Yom Kippur. So it's heard before that there's no problem of out of order. He just told him that you're not supposed to layakdim layakdim. But out of order, vipashas is not a problem. What happens if a person is holding by, he didn't finish last week, is there any time for this week? So there, her vipashas, if you're going to finish this week, if you're going to finish this week on time, the question is which one to do first, then do last week's first, then this week, because then you're going in order. However, if there's a chance that you're not going to finish on time, then at least do the mitzvah bizmanai, which is kodim, mitzvah zanei chavuk, the kodim, to do last week's, and then afterwards, if there's a suffix, you're not sure one of them, you'll have time for one, you don't know the other one. Do this week, and if not, then lechera. And if you have more time, then do last week's. But to do last week's, and then every week be off by a week and never do the wrong time, lechera makes more sense to do it the other way. And do this week sometime, and you'll get back to that week whenever you have a chance.